It's 8 minutes to eight on RN Breakfast, and there are renewed calls for Victoria's former Chief of Police, Christine Nixon, to resign from her role as head of the state's Bushfire Recovery Authority. Christine Nixon returned to the Black Saturday Royal Commission yesterday and faced intense questioning over how she spent the evening of Black Saturday. In evidence given to the Commission earlier this month, Christine Nixon admitted that she had failed to mention she'd gone out to dinner with friends on the night of Australia's worst natural disaster. It's also been revealed that Christine Nixon did not receive any phone calls or text messages at the height of the fires, the hours between 6 and 9pm on Black Saturday. Mike Woods reports from Melbourne.
Christine Nixon had told the Commission earlier this month that she was preparing for an active workday on Black Saturday. She has now told the Commission that between 9am and 12pm she attended two personal appointments and that she later attended her office where she attended to other official matters and some personal matters. She then attended the Integrated Emergency Control Centre, or IECC, and did so again at 3pm. She was later driven to North Melbourne by Assistant Commissioner Steve Fontana, where she met with friends for dinner at the Metropolitan Hotel. Steve Fontana told the Commission that after a long day at the IECC, he briefly stopped off at home and then returned to the control centre where he spent most of the night. Yesterday, Christine Nixon was asked by counsel assisting the Royal Commission, Rachel Doyle, what her official responsibilities were on Black Saturday.
I was the Commissioner of Police. I also was the State Coordinator and I was the Deputy Coordinator-in-Chief. And so I knew that what we had in place that day was a plan with people across the whole of the state of Victoria who were doing their job. And I was confident about the role, particularly that the police were playing in coordination, which was what our responsibility is.
Ms Nixon, between 6pm and at the very earliest your return home at 8:20, you received no information about the fires that were taxing resources across our state?
One of the issues when people are very busy...
Can you answer the question, Ms Nixon? You received no information about the fires that were taxing our state?
No, I didn't, but I also know that people are very busy in those circumstances.
Well, Assistant Commissioner Fontana, it appears, was extremely busy. That from his log?
Yes, I do. I understood that.
Rachel Doyle SC continued questioning Ms Nixon about her decision to dine out on February 7th, 2009.
Can I suggest to you now that one does not discharge any of the three important responsibilities to which you've just referred by going out to dinner?
That may be your view, and I understand you and a number of other people may feel that way, but I had been a police officer with senior responsibility for 14 years now, and so what I believed was I had good people in place who were carrying out the responsibilities, particularly the Assistant Commissioner Fontana and others, and the State Emergency Response Officer with Mr Knight that day, and I knew that Deputy Commissioner Walsh was going to come into that place at 7 o'clock, and I knew the minister was there as well. So I believed that we had very good people there carrying out the responsibilities, and my role was to have put that all into place beforehand with good people to do their jobs.
When you heard nothing during the whole time you're out at dinner, did you assume no news is good news?
No, I didn't.
Christine Nixon said she did not tell the Commission about going out for a meal in written or oral evidence on April 6th, because she didn't believe it was relevant. Rachel Doyle SC then suggested that the former police chief did so because she didn't want it revealed that she dined out on Black Saturday.
Look, I don't agree with that point at all. It was an arrangement that was easily cancelled. It wasn't significant. It wasn't a celebration. It wasn't anything of that description. It was simply having a meal. I had put in place systems and practices to be able to have the roles carried out that I was responsible for, and whether I was there in the IECC or in a hotel or anywhere else, I knew I was responsible for that day.
Christine Nixon told the Commission that in hindsight, she had done the wrong thing and said that staying on the job on Black Saturday would have given comfort to a great many people. Rachel Doyle asked Ms Nixon when that hindsight had dawned on her.
Over the time since those fires, I have now worked for 14 months with many people who have been affected by the fires and have understood their concerns and their terrible traumas that they've been through. for on a daily basis almost. And so I have always questioned what could have been done on that day differently. But I have also come to the view that whether I went to the hotel or not, I couldn't have made any difference to the outcome of that disaster.
But can I suggest to you that the hindsight you talk about dawned on you on the morning of the 7th of April when you started to deal with the press in relation to revelations that you'd been to a pub? Because until that time, you saw no difficulty with having left the IECC. That was the evidence you gave on the 6th. Left good people in charge was your evidence.
I left good people in charge. They are very capable, and I was confident of the way they would carry out their coordination responsibilities.
Earlier, Assistant Commissioner for Emergency Matters Steve Fontana told the Commission that he'd been in constant contact with Christine Nixon throughout the day, but made no contact between 6 and 9:40pm on Black Saturday. He said he could not recall whether Ms. Nixon told him of her dinner plans, but denied she'd told him not to bother her between those times. Christine Nixon remained calm throughout the intense questioning, but became agitated when counsel assisting the Commission, Rachel Doyle, suggested in fact that it was possible the former police chief's phone was switched off between 6 and 9pm that night.
I have absolutely no belief at all that my phone was off.
And do you understand that between 6 and 9, many things came to the attention of Victoria Police?
I do understand that, and I have refreshed my memory since, but the notion of me turning my phone off, I think is a disgrace. I have never absolved myself of responsibility. The idea that I would have turned my phone off when I knew it was a difficult situation, when I knew people might need me to do something, because the idea that I would have turned my phone off, I find abhorrent.
Christine Nixon, the former Victorian Police Commissioner and these days head of Victoria's Bushfire Reconstruction and Recovery Authority, getting a grilling there. The Black Saturday Royal Commission, a repeat appearance, ending that report from Mike Woods in Melbourne. And Victoria's current police commissioner, Simon Overland, made it clear yesterday that he thinks he probably would have stayed at his post on Black Saturday. He said Victorian police had learnt from the mistakes made on that deadly day. It's 1 minute to 8.